Suspect I'm not prepared. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. I was asked to say the Mass last night, and I reflected on the readings for what's usually given for the daily Mass, not for the Mass of St. Luke. But in the Gospel for the day, it mentions witnessing that a person who denies Christ on earth, Christ will deny them in heaven. Huh? Now, I was reflecting on this, and I was thinking of St. Luke is the patron of the medical profession, patron of medical doctors, and I was thinking how much medical doctors need our prayers today, because it doesn't seem to that you get many medical doctors who will speak out against the crime of abortion. I think most of them, medical doctors, realize how the procedure, they won't engage in the procedure themselves, but generally they won't speak out against it. I get the impression that they wouldn't, you know, they'd never do this. But then again, they don't speak out against it. Huh? Then I was thinking of Catholic politicians. You witness to Christ mostly by the moral law, huh? And say that's why, you'll get in, like the letter of St. Paul, that drunkards don't get into heaven, adulterers don't get into heaven. Huh? And I'm thinking about abortion cries to heaven. I think that's it's considered one of these crimes against heaven, huh? And how serious it is, huh? And how many Catholic politicians will encourage it? Will be instruments for the practice of abortion, huh? They encourage it by voting for it, and this mantra, the woman's right. A woman has no right to kill her own child. In fact, when you reflect upon it, you think of the relationship between the mother and a child in her womb. When St. Teresa, the little flower, was in her mother's womb, her mother said she used to, at times she would sing. And it seemed to her that the child in her womb would respond to this, huh? Would like be carried up by it, as if she was aware of the rhythm of it, different things like that, huh? And so there's a bonding goes on between a mother and her child, huh? I was thinking the way they refer to the child in the womb as a fetus, huh? Well, years ago, and even today, I doubt if a woman who's having a child and wants a child and expects to give birth to a child, if she's greeted and it's obvious that she's carrying a child, huh? And some woman or some man comes up to her and says, "How's the fetus?" That woman would be greatly offended. "How dare you call this child of mine a fetus, huh?" And say even with a doctor and say his wife is expecting, if the doctor in the morning says, "How's the fetus coming along?" Huh? The woman would be offended by it. She says, "You're talking about our child, huh?" So the whole thing, it's absurd how they avoid this by referring to the child in the womb as a fetus. My mother had 10 children. The last child was 3 months, born 3 months before the expected birth. Huh? premature. And he was born, he was only 6 months, 6 months in the womb. Now, did my mother, when she had my brother Robbie, did she say, well, I'll have to take care of this fetus until it comes to maturity, 9 months, and then I can refer to it as a child. She loved the child from the beginning. She used to feed my brother Robbie with an eyedropper. And I was thinking there was a great bonding going on at that time, expecting, hoping that this child would live. And although it was only 6 months in process, did she ever say, look at this fetus, and in 3 months, this is going to be a child. It was a child in the womb, and it was a child when it was born at 6 months. So the whole thing, they avoid this. It's nice to think, well, I didn't get rid of a child. I got rid of a fetus, And I think this is why many, many women have problems when they will go along with this, And I don't think that many of them can never get over the fact that this wasn't a fetus. It was a child. It was their child, So maybe we can ask St. Luke, who's a patron for medical doctors, to pray for doctors, And pray for our country. We're at the forefront of abortions. We're at the forefront of encouraging abortions, And abortions cry to heaven. And Catholic politicians that think they have a pass when they say, well, I won't interfere with a mother's right to choose, Well, it sounds nice, But what woman has a right to kill her own child? Is there a right there at all? Have I got a right? I'm used to a good living, And I see a bank and I say, I'm broke. I have a right to that money. Why should that bank president have all that money? He goes to good restaurants and he goes to the best places in town. I'm going to go in and get my fair share, and I robbed the bank. And I'd like to see him claim, well, I have a right to it, Somebody that commits murder, they can't claim innocence. I had a right to kill that person. He always gives me dirty looks or bad looks or something. And I had a right to. They're claiming rights where there are no rights. We get our rights from God, We don't get a right from God to kill the innocent. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Illos tuos misericordes omnes.